Hello and welcome to the REIT Report. I'm your host, Sarah Borkson-Quito, and I'm here in New York for REIT Week 2019. My guest today is Steve Brown. Steve is the Global Head and Senior Portfolio Manager for Real Estate at American Century Investment Management. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
So as we hit the midpoint of the year, how comfortable are you with the fundamentals impacting the REIT industry today?
Okay. We think the fundamentals are in pretty decent shape. REITs have had a nice bounce in 2019, partly because of how cheap they were at the end of 2018, but also because of the change in Fed policy, or the change in the language of Fed policy. We think that real estate fundamentals are sound, but that if we do get a period of easing, that'll support real estate even more. So we feel relatively good about fundamentals and the macro backdrop for REITs as we head in the second half.
And historically, REITs have had low correlation with the broader markets. To what extent are we still seeing that?
I think we're still seeing evidence of that. Certainly a little bit lower volatility than the broader stock market, and really a little more driver on real estate fundamentals. Certainly there was a lower level of correlation in 17 and 18 between REITs and the broader stock market, with the stocks really doing well and REITs delivering flat performance because they weren't a beneficiary of some of the cyclical things going on, plus the tax policy changes.
And turning to valuation levels, how would you describe the outlook for REITs at this time?
We're constructive on them. I think the level of growth this year, we expect perhaps 4% FFO per share growth in 2009, about similar to 2018 levels. But I think within the, say, 9 property sectors that we focus on, there is a broad range of where we are in the cycle for the various property sectors. So some real estate properties are, you know, accelerating, where a couple of more prominent ones, such as retail, are experiencing decelerating fundamentals.
And as you evaluate the REITs that are among your top 10 holdings across your various funds, what trends are you most focused on?
Well, we're really focused on which REITs and which property types are experiencing strong fundamental demand for their property type, and that could be data centers, it could be towers, it could be industrial REITs. It could be certain types of for-rent housing are all experiencing good demand drivers because of macro demand, as opposed to other property sectors which are experiencing pressure on their rents because of deteriorating fundamentals.
And finally, are there any REIT sectors that you feel investors might be underestimating or deserve a second look?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a fair question. I think, you know, REITs, as we see here today, are up about 16 or 17% year-to-date, so many of the stories that make sense are up a lot. In terms of the beaten down names, that would mostly be in office and retail. I think retail has some, you know, even though a lot of the bad news has been priced in, it has some stiff headwinds in the terms of retailers closing stores and just the move to more resources to e-commerce as opposed to bricks and mortar. And in the office sector, I think there's some interesting value there. I think absent a, you know, full-on recession, job growth should still be pretty good. But investors have concerns about the level of landlords' ability to, you know, raise asking rents and the amount of square footage used per person. So I think the market's been fairly efficient so far in 2019.
Steve, thanks so much for joining the podcast.
Okay, thank you.
And to our listeners, if you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on iTunes. And for more information on REITs, be sure to visit REIT.com.